food sovereignty and GMO.
Monsanto faces new legal setback in Paraguay. While there are still repercussions of the questions raised at the events parallel to the summit of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization held in Guadalajara, Mexico, the U.S. seeds company Monsanto added a new controversy to its already bad record. This time it was in Paraguay, where a judge of children and adolescents rejected an amparo appeal filed by the corporation, which aims to obtain an environmental license to experiment with genetically modified maize. The local newspaper Última Hora reported this week that the judge confirmed the position of the Secretary of Environment of carrying out a public hearing before granting the license. The legal action had been filed by Monsanto to speed up the beginning of experimentation with genetically modified maize in Itapua and Guaira departments to the east of Paraguay. This was not the only negative ruling for Monsanto, reported in the recent hours. Reuters news agency published declarations of a counselor of the European Court of Justice this morning saying that the patent Monsanto holds for its Roundup Ready soy should not be extended to cover the soy flour exports to the bloc. The final ruling of this legal battle started by the seed company to secure the payment of royalties will be known by the end of this year. The dispute was about $4.1 billion for the annual commercialization of Argentine soy to the European Union, the international agency informed. Meanwhile, also in Europe, it became known on March 2nd that the European Commission approved harvesting a genetically modified potato in the EU that will be produced by German transnational corporation BASF. According to reports of EFE news agency, the GM variety will be destined to the production of starch for the paper industry. The latest such authorization had been approved by the executive of the European Union in 1998, and the beneficiary had been Monsanto for its MON 810 variety.
You're listening to Real World News.